Here it is, yeah. And, you know, I'm ready mentally. You know, this week of practice, get preparation with Cody, you know, get the snap timing and everything down, and we'll get our calls straight. We'll have, you know, meetings all week and everything, and we'll be ready to go.
It's one thing to jump in the middle of a game and in a pinch, and you've done that twice now. But to now have to do it full time, what challenges does that present to you?
You know, the challenge is, like you said, when you're just thrown in there, you don't really have time to think about it. You just have to do it. But I think it's, kind of to my advantage just because I'll have a week of preparation. It won't be like, hey, just tossed in there. So I'll get the reps mentally and physically. You know, sometimes, that's the thing. When you're the backup, you have to take all the reps mentally and just kind of you think about what you're doing. And so, like I said, it's in the back of your mind. But now that I'll be able to do it all week, should be put us in the best situation.
I know you haven't snapped the ball to Cody, but have you been in there when he's played yet or in practice even or not? Will this be your first?
I snap to Cody every day during our center quarterback exchange before practice. But now because, he's been sprinkled in there with us and then he's, been on the look team and I haven't taken any snaps with them. So this will be our first week doing that.
John, aside from the obvious snapping the ball, what are the main changes in your responsibilities moving over one spot?
You know, just a little bit of technique and footwork type issues, or changes, I should say. Playing next to the center my whole career and playing center, it's, I'm dialed in mentally. I know what we have to do, assign the wise and everything. And with the communication, it's just about getting everybody lined up. And instead of, communicating with the center and right tackle, I'm communicating with both guards and both tackles. So I'll be ready to do that. And like I said, this week will be great. Get in there, work with Cody, work with the rest of the O-line to get us kind of ironed up, get us ready to go down to Miami.
What's your scouting report on Alvin Bailey and your confidence in him moving in right next to the right guard?
Alvin's an awesome player. Playing next to him in the spring and early on in camp, he and I had great chemistry. I have no doubt that he's going to be able to come in and do an unbelievable job.
Hey, John, it's the third week and you're going to be on your third starting quarterback. Just like, how do you process that mentally and how does the team kind of keep moving forward?
Injuries happen in the NFL. Unfortunately for us, it's been two quarterbacks. But we can't make any excuses. We have to protect better. That's one thing we have to do. And that's not an excuse. It's just a fact. It's something we have to do better. It's something I have to do better. So that's what we're going to do this week. Protect Cody, give him all the opportunities to make throws and find guys that are open. We got to continue to run the ball and we can't let that fall off. We have to do that more, pick up that intensity because teams are going to start dialing in on that. So I think that's going to be a kind of a sense of urgency for us.
And I know you applauded Josh's toughness yesterday. I mean, maybe figured that he wouldn't be able to play, but when you heard that he was out for this week, I mean, how hard was that for a guy that fought so hard yesterday?
It's tough, and like I said, I'm sure if it was up to him, he'd be playing out there in that sling. But he's got to be smart because you never know. There could be time later in the season where we need him again. But like I said yesterday, credit to him for being so tough.
What have you learned about Cody in the short time he's been here that gives you maybe some kind of idea that he might be ready to fill in?
I'm confident. Just seeing him through the spring and through this, during camp and this early part of the season, he's a smart player. He's in the meetings with us, so I can he's listening to what the veterans are saying, what Robert, what Josh is saying, what Cam and I are saying. So he knows. He's been taking notes this whole time, and he's a smart kid. He can make plays. He's got a good arm. So I'm really confident about it. I'm excited about the opportunity. What a better way to get your first NFL start with a guy that's a brand new center. So it'll be a good opportunity for us. I'm excited about it.
You talked when we were in Tampa. You talked a little bit about how you always stay ready to move in there at center. Can you just talk about how you do that? How you split some time snapping and whatnot?
Like I said, every day we work on snaps. That's just routine. Every team does that, and that's the thing. When you're the starting center, you focus all your attention and your energy on your reps. And when you're the starting guard, you do the same. And when you're the backup at a position, there's times like Alvin didn't get a lot of reps last week at guard, and like he stepped in there and was able to play his butt off for whatever many plays it was. I'm not sure, but that's the thing. When you're a backup or when you're the next guy in at a different position, you have to be ready because they don't care. They're not like, oh, well, no, you can't say I didn't get any reps there. No one cares. It's just you got to get the job done, and everyone has that in their back of their minds.